This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Many public health measures were considered by the state legislature this session, and what managed to pass is kind of surprising. Public Health New Mexico reporter Marisa DeMarco is here with me in the studio now to tell us all about it. Hey, Marisa.
Hey, Chris.
So some of these public health bills were pretty important hot-button issues, like Kendra's Law, for example, which I talked about at the top of the hour newscast. That would have made it so courts could order some mentally ill people to take medication, right?
Right. So many of the police shootings in Albuquerque have involved people dealing with mental illness. And so, like you said earlier, that became part of the argument for Kendra's Law. With Kendra's Law, the court could order people to take medication or go into treatment. And the New Mexico law stipulated that this was only for violent people or people who are likely to end up in jail or the hospital. It couldn't just be anyone. There's a lot of civil rights concerns about Kendra's Law. And in New Mexico, the biggest problem is that there's a shortage of mental health care providers in treatment as it is, so it's not totally clear if a court ordered someone into treatment or to get medication where that would come from. Still, this one was passed by the Senate and then by the House, and usually that would mean that it's totally ready for a signature, but the Senate had to give it one final stamp of approval and time ran out.
Well, speaking of mental health, that has been a big focus in Albuquerque for quite some time. Talk about some of the bills this session that addressed mental health issues.
Yeah, there were a lot of mental health bills and also substance abuse related measures. So we'll talk about some that passed. One of them addresses the fact that people with mental illness are more likely to do longer stretches of time in jail or prison because they pick up felony charges pretty easily. And it's expensive to house mentally ill inmates in jail. So one memorial that's been passed and signed creates a task force to look at other ways to house people, maybe something with treatment for folks who are awaiting trial and who are mentally ill. And another bill would make it so that if you go to jail or prison, you don't lose your Medicaid. So while you're incarcerated, you can also apply for Medicaid. And the idea there is that people leaving jail who are mentally ill or who have substance abuse issues need to be able to enroll in treatment as soon as they're out. So that passed, and it's waiting for signature by the governor. And then there's another measure that passed that makes it so the state has to distribute behavioral health money according to risk and need. So they have to look at data about where the biggest problems are and send funding there.
I want to talk about this solitary confinement bill. There's been a lot of expensive lawsuits in the state related to this issue. Now, was there only one solitary confinement bill?
You know, there was only one that I spotted, but it had a lot in it, which is maybe part of why it didn't make it all the way through the session. It banned solitary confinement for mentally ill people and for juvenile offenders. It made it so that you couldn't have an inmate in segregation for more than 15 days in a row, which is a lot less time than some inmates are in solitary now. In one of those lawsuits, the guy was in solitary for almost 2 years. And it would have made it so that jails and prisons had to keep good records and be more transparent about who is in solitary and for how long. But this solitary bill with all of these reforms in it didn't survive the session.
Now, there were a couple other criminal justice reform bills also related to public health. Is that right?
That's right. So first off, one of the things is that in New Mexico, women are the fastest growing incarcerated population. And there was a bill that would allow new moms to pump breast milk while they're in jail so that it could be stored and then later given to their babies. The bill would have also added pregnancy status to the list of what a judge considers when they're handing out sentences. And when the idea there is that maybe some women could be put on house arrest if they're about to give birth. And that bill passed the Senate but didn't make it any further, so it didn't make it. Another thing that's happening in New Mexico is that there are a little less than 200 inmates in New Mexico who are eligible to be released into transitional facility, like a halfway house, but there aren't any spots available, so they just stay in jail or prison. And it actually costs less per year to house people in transitional facilities than it does to incarcerate them. So there was a bill that requires the state to set up halfway houses in each probation and parole region, and it survived the session. It's heading on to the governor for signature.
Marisa, thank you so much for all this work.
Thanks for having me.
That's Marisa DeMarco, Public Health New Mexico reporter for KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. This is KUNM.